Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉接你告诉你。
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, 我是 Spencer.
Spencer, welcome back. 你回美国了。
对，我回来了。
刚回来，然后在美国你肯定一开电视就是看到一堆总统候选人hopefuls, presidential hopefuls, 然后要当总统的人在电视上辩论来辩论去。
对对 yeah, they're all debating with each other, back and forth.
是的，所以今天的节目呢，我们就要分享一段很精彩的音频，就是来自于前不久的Democratic debate.
Yeah, the Democratic debate.
民主党这个总统参选人的电视辩论，
对
吧？对。所以呢，这个也是美国竞选政治里面很有意思的，就这些候选人。A TV station usually they host these debates.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this time it was what CNN,
CNN.
and Anderson Cooper, I believe, right?
对对对。
Yeah.
然后呢，这个 debate 里面就是当然。最最有名的候选人就是 Hillary Clinton
克林顿
对希拉里啊、yeah. 然后呢但现在有一个老爷爷his numbers also pretty good
We're talking about Bernie Sanders
Exactly
所
以现在我们就让大家来听听这个 debate 辩论的精华啊，主要就是 Hillary Clinton 然后 Bernie Sanders 大家可以看看他听一下他们主要的政见、嗯
Sin City, it was showtime for the Democrats. Deep inside a Rococo-themed casino last night, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was cast in the role of capitalist refusenik.
You don't consider yourself a capitalist, though.
Do I consider myself part of the casino capitalist process by which so few have so much and so many have so little? No, I don't. I believe in a society where all people do well, not just a handful of billionaires.
The lineup said it all. Bernie to the left, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton somewhere in the middle, facing accusations she doesn't know where she stands.
Just for the record, are you a progressive or are you a moderate?
I'm a progressive, but I'm a progressive who likes to get things done. And I know how to find common ground, and I know how to stand my ground.
For the next 2 hours, they worked through the Democratic song sheet. Immigration, income equality, paid parental leave, and climate change.Hillary Clinton took on her rival over gun control.
Secretary Clinton, is Bernie Sanders tough enough on guns?
No, not at all. This has gone on too long, and it's time the entire country stood up against the NRA.
Senator Sanders, you have to be able to respond.
We can raise our voices, but I come from a rural state, and the views on gun control in rural states are different than in urban states, whether we like it or not.
While he equivocated on guns,Senator Sanders pushed back on Wall Street.
In my view, Secretary Clinton, Congress does not regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress, and we have got to break off these banks.
好，那我们刚刚听到这段音频呢，大家先听到了一个 British accent.
British accent.
对 ，because it was from a Channel 4 news program. Channel 4 是英国的一个电视台。
Yeah, it's a big station in England.
对，然后这一次的这个 debate 是在 Las Vegas，
拉斯维加斯。
对，然后这个地方有一个别名 ，it's called
Sin City。Yeah.
罪恶的城市，所以那个 reporter 他就讲 ，In Sin City， 我们就有这场辩论，对不对？好，那样看到我们今天讲的，比如辩论里面完整的文稿和翻译，还有我和 Spencer 说的一些关键词呢，大家在开言英语 App 潘吉Jenny告诉你的节目里就可以看到。然后呢，你也可以关注我们的微信公众号，有相关节目信息。那当然，除了 Democratic debate， the Republicans。他们也有他们的
共和党
对共和党的这个 debate， 而且呢，我必须说共和党的 debate 是 it's crazier， 但是
yeah
way crazier
yeah it's a bit of a mess in my opinion
对，但是你不得不承认它是很精彩的，所以在我们开言独播的节目里面，我们会分享共和党的这个 debate， 所以大家都可以在开言英语里面来听到啊。好，那现在说说刚刚我们听到的那一部分。就讲到了这 Bernie Sanders So he's a senator
Yeah, from Vermont
对他是一个这个议员、yeah. 参议员 senator、and he's from Vermont
Yeah
So Vermont is a state in the States. It's in northeast.
Yeah, I guess it's technically part of New England.
New England, 就是美国这个 founding states, 14个建国的州之一，是吧？
Yeah, no, Vermont's a state in the northeastern region of the United States. It's like, east of New York, up in the mountains.
对，然后这个州呢。 它有一个特点就是 it's very progressive, 对不对? Very left-wing.
Yeah, well, what's funny is the state right next to is New Hampshire, and they're always very right-wing. So, like, there's, like, this split between the two states.
福尔蒙特州好像就是很多美国的年轻的时候愤青，然后就说很左的人都跑到福尔蒙特州，还是那个州就孕育了他们，然后就真的是像 Bernie Sanders这样一个60多岁白发苍苍的老爷爷，快70岁。But his ideas, 刚刚我们听到他就是说，就是 we have to do away with money in politics, with Wall Street. 他就是一些非常 socialist.
Yeah, well, he actually
社会主义的 ideas.
Yeah, 社会主义的. But he's actually an independent. Like in Vermont, you know, as the when he's in Vermont, he's actually part of it. Like he's independent, but he's running as Democrat
对，因为,
for the presidential candidacy.
对，因为你要选举的话，你需要有太多的支持，所以你如果做一个独立竞选人是很难的。
Yeah, you're never gonna win.
对，他们独立的这个，就平时他没有政党的 affiliation, 但他要竞选的时候，他还是要 pick 一个跟他比较接近的党。 Same thing as with Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
好，那 Bernie Sanders 呢？刚刚我们就听到那个 clip 里面 reporter 的 Channel 4 News reporter 说 ，He was cast in the role of capitalist refusenik.
Capitalist refusenik.
Capitalist 就是资本主义，
yeah.
对吧？
Mm.
然后，但是他是一个资本主义的 refusenik.
So refuse, so kind of like turning away.
拒绝，对吧？
Yeah, 拒绝。
Refusenik 就是一个拒绝这种主义的人。
Yeah.
然后后来，Anderson Cooper 就 CNN 这个大帅哥啊，主持人就问他说。 You don't consider yourself a capitalist? 然后我觉得 Bernie Sanders 他的这个回答就特别的好，特别能够引起老百姓的共鸣，对吧？所以他就说，他说，我觉得这我们的这个体制里面有钱的人富到流油，但大多数的人是什么都没有。 So the way he said it was,
So few have so much and so many have so little.
So few have so much. 美国说什么 top 0.1%, 0.1% 美国最有钱的人不就是掌握了美国 百分之多少的很恐怖的一个 number.
It's pretty crazy, actually.
对, but so many have so little, 就是大众就是还是很 struggle, 很辛苦, 对不对? 所以他就说，我当然不认同这样的一个体制。 那 Bernie Sanders 他今年出来选举， many people thought his campaign was a total surprise. 因为他很老， but he's been able to attract a lot of young supporters.
Yeah, and as far as I know, the majority of like the funding for his campaign has been from just like a few like donors, as opposed to, like the way he's obtained funds for his campaign has been a lot different than like what other candidates usually do.
Oh, 你说募款对不对? Fundraising.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders, 我前两天还看他一个专访，他说有 50多万人给他捐款，然后都是捐那种小额的，可能10美金、20美金，但现在已经募到了好几千万美金。但我就觉得。 美国很多媒体啊，就是说，你看他那么老，然后看起来就像一个那个老教授啊，什么好像也没什么魅力。但他前一段时间民调比希拉里，好像跟希拉里都差不多了。就很多人 Spencer,
yeah,
why do you think a lot of young people like him?
Well, I mean, he's saying what most people never really say, you know. And I think in, you know, in my generation today, there's a lot of people who are, you know, 比较社会主义的, I don't know, we're thinking more about like the wealth gap and how to like promote, you know, the growth of society as
income equality,
yeah.
He's very pure.
Yeah.
你看他的感觉就是他虽然是 very progressive, 很激进，他就跟你说，我觉得 socialism 这个制度 就是比 capitalism 我觉得现在是我们更需要的，因为我们的社会已经是这个 income gap、对不对，极不均等啊，贫富差距很悬殊，所以我们现在、we should introduce elements of socialism in our country， 他现在就是说我们需要去借鉴一些社会主义的做法、
but there's still a lot of people、in America that don't like to hear the word socialism。
对，所以他就是我觉得有很多特别年轻人会觉得这个是美国的社会现在那种极度的不公平啊，所以就会 they respond to Bernie Sanders， 而且他们会觉得 Bernie Sanders 是一个就是我刚刚说很纯很 pure 的一个人对不对、你看他真的就感觉他虽然讲
的话 He seems like a real guy.
对，很激进，好像在美国是 too left wing， 太左了。But that's what he believes in, and he stands up for what he believes in. 他就敢讲啊，是不是？
Yeah, I think there's no BS with Bernie. with BS.
BS.
No pun intended. There's no BS with Bernie Sanders.
BS 就是你想说 bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit.
然后正好 Bernie Sanders 也是 BS 就缩写。
Yeah.
他其实有点像 Donald Trump, but on the left.
Yeah.
Donald Trump 就是很多人喜欢他，也是一直他说这些 outrageous out there things.
傻子。
但他敢说 Bernie Sanders 是左派这样的一个代表啊。好，那但是呢要回归到主流，你就是说 who is more likely to be president or who seems more presidential， 你还是要回归到像 Hillary Clinton 这样的。
Everyone still says oh Bernie Sanders such a great guy， we still think Hillary's gonna be president though。
对对对，他有那么多的经验对不对，有那么多的资源啊。然后前面我们也听到 Anderson Cooper 就问他一个问题，说
Are you a progressive or are you a moderate？
对，在美国讲到特别是比较左派的政治的时候、你就会听到 progressive 和 moderate 这两个词、So let's start maybe with moderate. Moderate 是比较中间的。
Yeah, 中间的。Just kind of in the middle. Doesn't sway too far one way or too far
the
other way.
对，但是如果你说你是一个 progressive 的时候，在美国它就是被联系起来像Bernie Sanders 这样 就比较激进的 对不对，
也比较激进的。 It's like more、progressive. I mean, yeah, Bernie Sanders, I mean, he's just kind of like outspoken and just says what he wants, and he's putting forward ideas thatPeople in the past, mostly moderates, haven't put forward because they're too leftist. You know what I mean?
对对对，是。所以 progressive 呢，就是当然也不需要说社会主义那么的这个 extreme， 但 progressive 它就会各种各样的 social issues， 比如说像什么 gay marriage、abortion、gun control， 它都会就是很勇敢讲自己的一些想法。然后 Hillary Clinton 她说，对啊，我是一个 progressive， but、
How to get things done.
对，他说 I'm a progressive who likes to get things done. 所以他就说我还是跟 Bernie 比起来，我是更加实际的一个选择， right? Very pragmatic. 他知道 he needs to compromise.
But, I don't know, but saying, I don't know, when I heard that response, I kind of thought to myself, it's like, okay, what about being a progressive means you don't get things done?
所以你反而听了以后，你会觉得Hillary 是不是在说，如果你要很就是要推动社会的前进，因为 progress 就前进的意思嘛 ，progressive 就是你没有办法 get things done， 就是做不成事情的。
Yeah, I didn't really like that. I mean, a lot of people like applauded that response. Like, oh, that was a great response.、And I thought it's like that's kind of an empty response because、what 什么道理 ？Like, what do you mean? Like, are you insinuating that someone who's progressive doesn't get things done?、You know, like, and if so, why don't they get things done? Maybe it has to do with the, you know, 政府体系 you know, has to do with the system as opposed to.What someone's beliefs actually are.
对，但是可能 in life and in politics, 你就是要有很多 compromise, 对不对？
Yeah.
你要很多的妥协。然后这个我觉得他也是，就是大家觉得，哎，算了，还是选希拉里吧，因为他知道怎么妥协 ，how to work with people from the other side of the aisle, 就是那个比较，就是像 Republican how to get things done 啊。好，那后来他们又讲到了一些。就像 gun control， 然后听到希拉里有说什么 ，It's time the entire nation stand up against the NRA。
Yeah, the、National Rifle Association.
This is a 非常美国很有 权力的一个 lobby 一个、
yeah.
一个组织。
They're based in Northern Virginia.
对，然后他们有很大的这个游说政府的能力， mm. 他们就是国家枪支协会。
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, they're the ones that have, you know.Pushed, you know, the government to, or you know, at least help push the government to, you know, stay pretty laxed on gun control.
对，他们是当然是不想要很严格的 gun control.、
Oh, no.
然后我们前段时间也讲了这个，就最近 Oregon shooting 以后，这个 gun control， 包括我们，十月中 Open Language 付费课程也有一集是、mm-hmm. 就是奥巴马的一个讲话啊， mm-hmm. 说我们还是要 common sense gun control。美国这是很大的问题。
Yeah, this problem never.I don't know if this problem is ever going to end. I mean,、mm. you know, every other day there's some issue like this. So,
对对对。然后这个 debate 呢，最后当然他们讲 Democrat 最主要会讲的一些 issues 就是有 gun control,、mm. 然后呢还会有 Wall Street.
Yeah, Wall Street.
讲到了这个 income equality, or inequality, 对不对、
mm-hmm.
财富的悬殊啊，然后克林顿希拉里呢他以前是这个 Secretary of State 国务卿，所以在这整个 debate 里面、mm-hmm. Anderson Cooper 然后包括 Bernie Sanders 就会叫他 Secretary Clinton、
mm-hmm.
就是他以前做过最高的这个官职，大家还是这样来称呼他，对吧、
mm-hmm.
好，然后 I really like Bernie Sanders line when he said, you know,Congress doesn't.
Yeah, doesn't regulate Wall Street, and Wall Street doesn't regulate. Wall Street regulates Congress.
对，这个 Congress 是美国的国会， yeah, 对吧？他说我们国会已经完全管不了华尔街 ，to regulate 就是有很多监管。
嗯嗯。
现在是 Wall Street 反过来 regulate Congress.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of seems that way sometimes. Unfortunately.
是是是。好， yeah. 那我们今天节目就分享了最近 Democratic debate 啊，然后呢，当然也要听听。The other side of the story,
the 共和党
Republican debates. 我必须要说，共和党的这个 debates 里面，你就第一觉得很吵，
嗯，
他们好像那个 style 风格是完全不一样。They attack each other in a much
it's pretty
open
crazy
way.
And there's so many of them. You have like 11 of them, I think.
11个。是历史上好像最多的一次的这个参选的啊，就在我们开言读播的节目里面会为大家带来精彩的 Republican debate 的片段。好，那希望大家喜欢我们今天的节目，要看关键字，包括其实你下了开言英语的 app 以后呢，除了我们潘吉杰尼开言读播这样的节目，真的很鼓励大家去看看我们其他的课程，你可以根据难度的级别课程的专辑啊，比如像办公室英语、点餐英语、海淘购物英语这样，用场景式的这个专辑形式来学很实用的英语口语、
嗯、
然后呢，作为我们的付费用户的话，所有在看言英语里的内容你都可以去收听，你先下载、
嗯、
然后在微信呢，我们当然也有一年买课程九折的优惠，所以629块你能够享受到我们现在越来越丰富的课程库，然后它不断的也在壮大。 Hope you guys enjoy today's program and we'll see you soon next time. 再见，
拜拜。